From the two small pieces of glass used in Galileo's first spyglass to the over 8-meter-wide mirrors that are inside today's giant telescopes, astronomy has taken giant steps since the year 1609. A new documentary called 400 Years of the Telescope looks at the breathtaking history and at what's on the horizon for astronomy. It's debuting this weekend on KUAT Channel 6 and HD. Award-winning filmmaker Chris Koenig and his team at Interstellar Productions created the special, and I had a chance to ask him about how it all got started.
I was doing some work for the W.M. Keck Observatory in Hawaii and happened to be enjoying a sunset sail before we actually went to do our work the next day. And on that trip, someone mentioned the International Year of Astronomy and asked us what we were doing. And at that moment, I didn't know, but about 45 minutes later, when the boat docked, we had a plan formulated and we launched the project.
400 Years of the Telescope is subtitled A Journey of Science, Technology, and Thought. What kind of a journey did you end up going on in the course of making it?
Well, we're absolutely lucky to basically travel to every continent in the world to make this film, with the exception of India. We never made it to India, but we did do Europe and South America and Australia and the Canary Islands and Africa and Chile and Hawaii and, of course, back in Tucson and New Mexico and East Coast and most of Europe.
Tell us a little bit about how you approach doing the historical recreations. We visit with Galileo, we see Newton and some other characters. How did you make the decision to go with a historical recreation, and what kind of things were important to you in creating it?
We went and did the recreations in the geographical locations that they actually took place. So in the sense of, or in the case of Galileo, we're actually in his home in Ossetri. It's just recently been refurbished, and we actually taped several of the scenes there in one of the rooms. We did the recantation scene in the show, actually in the cellar beneath the building. Actually turned out to be a perfect place to do it. And then in the case of Newton, we did it at Cambridge, and so the reenactments were important. But we wanted to get out of the history, believe it or not, fairly quickly, because even though that the history of the telescope, the history of the 16th and 17th century made a huge impact on us, it's really this coming back around the corner as we are now with these new telescopes that is really the exciting part. I mean, we are just as ignorant today as we were as Galileo's time. We have a better picture of the universe. We see things better. But our questions are greater than they ever were in his time. And we have this new thing called dark energy, and we've got to solve that problem, and dark matter, and is the model right? And the exciting part is that we have these telescopes just about to come online that will do that. The LBT right there in Tucson is going to do that. The LSST. All of these telescopes are going to open up a whole new understanding of the universe. So we wanted to get to that fairly quickly in our storyline.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about the contribution that's being made to astronomy here at the U of A's Mirror Lab?
Roger Angel and his team are beyond exceptional. I mean, the work that they're doing, the R&D that they're doing on a daily basis there has influenced large telescope structures. Of course, the GMT is being built there. The LSST is being built there. And they're right on the edge, and truly they do set the benchmark for 8-meter telescopes, mirrors, and they're moving in new directions with the LSST and the GMT with these off-axis mirrors. It's just going to be amazing.
And these guys are uniformly, I mean, to a man, these scientists that you talk to are enthusiastic, excited about the work that they're doing, and it seems like they all have a great time conveying it to your viewers.
They all have a view of the universe that they want to share. They all have something that in their corner of study that is exciting, that is cutting edge, that, you know, they're just starting to get something off the ground, and they do want to share that. We actually conducted over 80 hours worth of interviews. All 80 of those hours will be up on the PBS site at pbs.org. If you go to the 400 years of the telescope site, the viewers will actually be able to go in and see all of these interviews that we taped. Transcripts will be available as well for students to pull them down and use them in their school reports. But each one of those, as you said, each one of those astronomers is excited about his or her area of study. They're excited about their telescopes. We interviewed the engineers. We interviewed the support staff. I mean, we interviewed everybody in the process of making this film that's involved in the observatories and in this research. They all believe that they're the best telescope in the world, and in some cases they are for their area of expertise or their area of research. So it is quite exciting.
What kind of things did you find out about in making this documentary that were news to you and that were exciting?
I think there's a couple different levels of excitement. I think there's an historical excitement I had and my colleagues had when we went to Italy and we were in Florence and we were shooting Galileo's telescope, and the folks there at the Museum of Science History were kind enough to actually take Galileo's telescope out of the case and allow us to shoot it outside the plexiglass. And as we're shooting it, we finish up, and everybody's a little tense. I mean, everyone was obviously extremely nervous that this fine instrument's still in existence. And we got done shooting, and we're wrapping up, and Giorgio, the curator, turned to us and said, "Would you like to look through it?" And the crew each got to look through the telescope. So to me, that was an experience that'll never be matched again, to actually look through Galileo's telescope and see a cypress tree across the Arno River is very exciting.
The new documentary, 400 Years of the Telescope, will air Friday night at 10 o'clock and Sunday evening at 5 on both KUAT Channel 6 and HD. We have links to a complete schedule and more online at azpm.org.